This is Jason Miller. On this episode of Jazzcast from the Vault, jazz artist interviews from the KVLU archives, my 2006 interview with jazz vocalist Jane Monheit.
Well, first, I'd just like to welcome you to Afternoon Jazz here on KVLU.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's really wonderful. I've enjoyed your music a lot personally for several years now, and I enjoy the new album a whole lot as well. And I guess the first question is one about the record. I love the title, and it fits one of the lyrics of one of the songs. And I was just kind of asking, what was sort of the theme and concept when you went in to make this one?
Well, it changed over time. When I originally went into the studio, it was to make, you know, a traditional jazz record.
Okay.
And we had to stop halfway through because I had to go give birth. So when we picked back up again a couple months later, the record company had decided, you know, they wanted contemporary material, the whole thing, and so we had to switch gears midway through. You know, then it ended up we had like all of these different kinds of things we had to sort of make work into an album. And I guess it did. I don't know. Still not sure about it.
Yeah. It's kind of got, it has like a ballad feel, obviously, and to me it kind of has a very evening, nighttime, winding down the day kind of thing.
Yeah, pretty much all my records do. It's funny though, it's like for years I've been trying to kind of get people to let me make a really swinging, you know, bright, happy, straight ahead record, and nobody seems to want to let me do it.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I understand. And but you get to work those tunes into your live sets, I'm sure, huh? More up tempo.
Oh yeah, my live show is actually much brighter than the record. Yeah.
So that's got to be fun being able to do it like that from an audience.
Oh, definitely.
And is this your second for Concord? Is that right?
Yes.
Surrender was on Concord as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, so a new label and kind of approaching new things to it. You're such a great interpreter of songs outside of jazz and giving them that feel to it. I was just kind of curious, on this album you kind of branched out a little bit more doing some songs outside of jazz, writers outside of jazz. How do you come across that material? How does that just strike you to be able to take a song that it's from a different songwriter, somebody more contemporary, and bring it into your style? Do you just hear them randomly, or is it something you kind of plan out? How does that happen when you come across the material to interpret?
I mean, I just sing songs I like. I really do. It's that simple. I mean, you got to just like the song, and I let them find me. Like, I never really go out searching for material, because then you end up with, you know, music that isn't really honest. You know, like if you go into the studio and a producer says, all right, we're going to do this, you know, it's not, what's the point? Then it's their record, not yours,
yeah.
You know? So yeah, I really just sing songs I like, and it doesn't matter what genre they're from. I mean, you can really make it work. That's the beauty of jazz, is it's, you know, all about interpreting things in a million different ways and improvising, and, you know, it's more about the style in which something is played than the actual song itself.
It gives your albums such a unique quality, because the songs aren't all the standards that you hear, and I just think that's wonderful. Looking down the list of the tracks.
Well, thank you.
One of the songs that I started playing first, and I just want to talk to you a little bit, because I think we're from the same era here. Was the Fiona Apple tune "So Like Honey," because when the title album came out, I remember thinking about how it had such jazz ballad leanings to it, and
yeah.
I really like how you brought that song to the forefront.
Well, thank you. I've been a fan of Fiona Apple since her first album, and I loved that first record. When I was in college, I was like obsessed with it, you know, and she and I are the same age, so I thought it was interesting to cover one of her tunes for that reason as well. But yeah, she's amazing. So I was, you know, very happy to sing one of her tunes.
Yeah, and you always keep the nice standard material in there. I'm glad there was you and Get Out of Town and things like that. Who are some of your favorite standard writers, ones that you seem to pull from their songbook often?
Definitely Harold Arlen.
Okay.
Cole Porter. Gosh, everybody. Richard Rodgers. Yeah, I mean, all those guys, they were all brilliant. But you know what? I think probably my top three that I always tend to return to are Harold Arlen, Richard Rodgers, and Arthur Schwartz. I'm outside in my backyard to avoid, you know, barking chihuahua and happily yelling and singing toddler. So
is it a nice morning there?
It's beautiful. It's gorgeous, but it's just a little harder to hear. But better this than lots of, you know, shrieking, running around small creatures.
Yeah, I understand. Well, you've got to go out of town soon. You're heading to Japan, right?
Yeah, tomorrow we fly. Tonight we drive down to New York.
Okay.
And then tomorrow we fly all day. Yeah, we have three flights, one of which is 13 hours long, and it's, you know, all with a one-year-old who wants to do nothing more than run around and make noise. So it's going to be interesting.
Okay, so you can't just kick back with the iPod on the plane.
Yeah, those days are long past, my friend.
Are you going to play some concert dates there while you're there?
Yeah, we're playing the Blue Notes in Japan.
Beautiful.
And then we move on to Taiwan and play a big concert hall there. And then we come home. It's not a very long trip, which is nice. It's only about 12 days.
Sure. How is jazz received in Japan, audience-wise?
Oh, God, they love it.
Okay.
They love it more than anybody else in the world.
Wow.
Way more than Americans do.
Wow, okay. Cool, I always kind of wondered about that.
And you get a really young, hip crowd, too. It's very different. And then they appreciate it so much. It's a really beautiful thing, performing there. I mean, artists are treated so beautifully, and the clubs are gorgeous, and everything is taken seriously, and the audience has so much respect for the music. It's just wonderful. It really is.
Well, so I'm sure there's not really much a language barrier. I'm sure they kind of know the songs or
yeah,
the melodies and things. That's really great. That's really great that it's more of a popular form there.
Oh yeah, it's really a great thing because it means we get to go there, and it's like the coolest place in the world.
Yeah.
So it's wonderful. I mean, that's like the highlight of our touring year, always, is Japan.
Japan, wow. Are you doing some other performances throughout the summer for the album as well in different other locations?
I am, but not a ton. We did the bulk of our touring starting in about September, October, and then sort of just went like mad nonstop until now, and then like the next few weeks.
Okay.
But then it's going to be sort of like slowing down for a while.
What kind of combo do you travel with for this album?
Just a trio for this record. I used to travel with more musicians, but now that I have a baby and a nanny on the road, you know, it's there's too many people. We had to like downsize.
Do you like singing with that arrangement with the trio setting?
It's great. I love playing with a trio, and I'd never toured with a trio before, so it's different, and it's really just fresh. We're having a wonderful time. And they're like my best friends, too, so, you know, we just have, like, way too much fun. They're great with my son. It's just awesome. Right now, things are kind of perfect.
Yeah.
On the road, yeah.
So you can't complain about that. That's very good to
no
hear.
No way, man.
That's very good to hear. How did you come to jazz? Was it a style you were intending to sing, or did it just kind of develop as you were going through school and learning about music?
No, I knew I was going to do this from the time I was a little baby.
Okay, awesome. And did you hear jazz music around the house growing up?
Mm-hmm. From the time I was born.
Your parents had the records and things?
Yeah, mostly my grandparents and my mom, yeah. My dad's a bluegrass musician, so.
Really?
Not professionally, but he certainly could be if he wanted to.
Okay, what does he pick?
Banjo.
Oh, got to. Okay.
And guitar.
Okay, that's a nice diversity there, jazz and bluegrass. Both a lot of improvisation, though.
Yeah, and the genres go together beautifully.
Let's play a song from the record. What would you like to play first? Any particular song you'd like to play and talk about?
I'm Glad There Is You is a good one. I like that one because it's a typical standard ballad, a very beautiful one. I mean, it's one of the most beautiful ballads ever.
It is.
But this was recorded with my trio, and I believe Frank Vignola is a special guest on this. Incredible guitar player, love him. But this is a song that I've been wanting to record for a while, and it was just really perfect for the time. It's really honest, and yeah, it's a good one.
What have been some of the highlights of your career so far?
Oh, gosh. Well, I've just traveled to so many wonderful places, and that's been incredible, but I guess the real highlights are working with really cool people that you kind of worship for ages, and then suddenly you're just like there on stage with them or in the studio, and And for me, the ultimate is Yvonne Lean's. That's kind of like my big highlight right there, is all the duets I've recorded. We've recorded 5 duets now, which is so neat. 4 that have been released in... 4? I think 4. Maybe it was 3. I don't know. And then one that we just did that hasn't been released yet.
Kind of connected to that question, what have been some of, I guess you would say, some of the surprises or things that you weren't expecting whenever your music and your album started to get very popular?
Oh, what I wasn't expecting is for everyone to start, like, number one, picking on me for my age, and number two, picking on me for my looks.
Okay.
Like, I thought in jazz, like, that stuff wasn't going to matter. As soon as I started being successful, it was just like, well, all the press was like, she's too young, and that was annoying.
Okay.
And then all the people I worked with, like, were just, like, trying to make me over into this pop star.
Right.
And it was so annoying. Like, I could never be pretty enough or thin enough or anything for anybody. And I couldn't stand it. And so I basically stopped working with all of those people. And now I'm just myself.
Rock on. Exactly.
The whole thing is really stupid. And I just, you know, if anybody even remotely tries to say anything to me that's derogatory about my looks or anything like that, I fire them. Or, you know, or I call my lawyer and get out of my contract. You know, it's just like I refuse to have that in my life anymore. I believe that I'm a good enough musician. That's why I'm here, and that's what matters. I mean, I'd be a fool to believe even for a second that I was here because I was pretty, because I'm not pretty enough for that. You know what I mean? So when people start getting on me about my looks, I'm just like, excuse me, I have skills that I worked a lifetime for, so let's concentrate on that, people. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I tell young girls all the time to not take any crap from people who try and put that on them, you know. Being glamorous, I mean, that's really fun. I like dressing up and makeup and the high heels and the jewelry and the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's great. But at the same time, you know, it all has to be on my terms.
Yeah, I guess it's hard to achieve the success and feel like you have to start convincing people of something.
Yeah.
You know, take a lot of effort to win people over.
The whole world was prepared for me to not be able to actually sing. Like,
yeah,
I remember I did this cover for one of the jazz magazines, I can't remember which. And they put me in this leopard print dress.
It was Jazz Is.
I didn't think anything of it. I was just like, oh, it's a cute dress, okay. And then they write on the cover, Me Jane. But does she swing? But does she swing underneath?
Yeah.
And I was just like, you? Yeah, I was just like, really? Really, people? Well, that was sneaky and underhanded, just altogether not very nice of you. You know, and like now if that happened, well, I don't know what I'd do. Now I'd probably just laugh it off and go back to being mommy, you know? Because that's really my focus now.
Exactly.
I mean, being a mother is just the greatest thing in the world, so it's hard to worry too much about work when I've got that going on.
Has public radio been something that's been sort of an asset to your career to be able to get your music out there? Because so much of the jazz format now lies on public radio.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been great. I mean, public radio is one of the only formats that, you know, plays jazz. I've always, you know, had a lot of support from public radio stations, and I've always been really grateful for it.
Was that something that you listened to, like, earlier in your career when you were in school? Did you listen to some of the jazz on there as well as to be able to, you know, just be exposed to the music a little bit? Or some
of
the
stuff? Yeah, there was a jazz station out of Stamford, Connecticut that I used to listen to with my grandparents when I was a kid. But mostly I listen to records, honestly. When I listen to the radio, I tend to be listening to, like, the rock stations.
Really? What kind of rock stations? What else? What other kind of genres do you like to listen to and artists?
Pretty much all of them. The only stuff I don't really listen to is like the new sort of like modern like pop country stuff.
Yeah, me too.
I don't listen to that at all, and I don't really listen to opera. But everything else, I love.
You never know what songs you might stumble upon.
to bring into
a jazz format. Well, thanks so much for speaking with me this morning, Jane. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And I'm enjoying playing all the albums on the program, including this one, obviously. And I hope that you have safe travels to Japan and just enjoy it as much as you can.
We sure will.
And again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can find this podcast on all the major podcast platforms and also the NPR One app. For more information about KVLU, visit kvlu.org.